Get ready to be mesmerized. Get ready to be entertained. Get ready to be informed. And most of all, get ready to listen. The latest sports news, great interviews, and the best coverage from around the nation's capital. It's Listen In with KNN, the sports sound of the district, right now on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio. Here's your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson.
All right, it's time to get into sports talk in and around the DMV area. Yes, wake up DC, Maryland, and Virginia, and beyond, as we exclude no one here on Listen In with KNN, sports talk radio show and podcast presented by Fox Sports Radio, 96.9 FM and 1340 AM. Fans, listeners, viewers, all of you, thank you so much for tuning in, where I am excited to have a very special episode for you this week after a little brief hiatus that we took. But we're coming back strong right now. We're showing Italian nationalism and Italian love, but also love for someone who plays basketball here within the States with the San Antonio Spurs. That's right. Today, I am excited and honored to welcome none other than Marco Bellinelli to today's show. It's exciting. Marco Bellinelli is just fabulous, and he graced us with his presence on this very show before the 2019 FIBA Basketball World Cup Games. Again, the FIBA Basketball World Cup Games. We're going to have him call in all the way from China to give us a special update. All right, fans, you know what that means. It's time to sit back, relax, and get ready to listen in and follow along with the conversation using hashtag listen in with KNN or hashtag LIWKNN. All right, we're going to get into our Kelsey's Do Good segment, but don't forget we have a very special guest. So with that, let's get into it. Today for my Kelsey's Do Good, I am honored to honor none other than Roc Nation's very own Jay-Z, as it was just recently announced that the NFL and Roc Nation are launching Inspire Change apparel and songs throughout the season through their social justice platform to inspire change. Meek Mill and Meghan Trainor are among the names that will be involved with this initiative. So basically, proceeds from the sales of the apparel, they are saying, will be given to organizations committed to the key priorities of Inspire Change in education, economic empowerment, police and community relations, and criminal justice reform. Check, 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 check on important issues that we must all come together to address as a society. I think Jay-Z got a lot of heat when the initial partnership with the NFL came through, but I think now we're starting to see he's playing chess. He's slowly kind of revealing his moves and showing what he will do, but anything that's going to benefit our communities and bring us all closer together and hopefully stop some of the injustices, I am all for, and I'm excited for this one. I'm going to keep an eye on this one, but Jay-Z, I am excited to honor you for the very first time with my Kelsey's Do Good Award, and I'll honor Roc Nation Sports as my very organization I'm awarding today for just giving back and trying to make change. And I know making change usually is never easy, but trying to truly encourage some positive change and make some changes in this country. With that, it's my time to take a quick commercial break. Thanks so much for tuning in, and we'll be right back with our very special guest, the one and only Marco Bellinelli. Looking for winning sports picks and predictions? Since 1971, Dog Sports has been recognized as one of the most trusted names in the sports handicapping industry. For the listeners of this very show, Dog Sports is giving out $60 worth of their premium member picks for free. These are the exact same premium member picks that 1,000 of their current members pay for. And guess what? You get them for free. Just text the word radio to the number 29022. Text radio to the number 29022 for instant access. Doc Sports also provides free picks on every single game. You want NBA picks? Simply Google search Doc's NBA picks. NHL picks? Google search Doc's NHL picks. Need MLB picks? Google search Doc's MLB picks. Remember to text the word radio to the number 29022 and start winning today with Doc Sports Service. Welcome back to Listen In with KNN, the sports town of the district and beyond, where I am joined by none other than basketball star Marco Bellinelli, who I'm very excited to have on. Marco, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you so much. How are you doing? I'm wonderful. So excited to have you. Thanks so much for making time for us. We know you're busy training in China for the upcoming games. As we all know, the opening ceremony of the 2019 FIBA World Cup officially starts on August 31st. However, Marco, after Italy's surprising failure to qualify for the 2014 FIBA Basketball World Cup 4 years ago, can you kind of talk about the renewed expectations and kind of optimistic targets for the team in China?
Yeah, we play tomorrow against Philippines. You know, it's going to be the first game tomorrow. And, you know, I think everybody's really excited to start this competition. You know, like we have like 2 months almost of training. And, you know, so everybody really can't wait to play and to start this FIBA World Cup right here in China. And, you know, I played this competition in 2006, so a long time ago, and yeah. Me too. I'm really excited to play this competition again.
Nice. So your body feels good and you're ready to go, it sounds like, which is very exciting.
Yes, we are.
Nice. And Marco, Italy's opening game at the 2019 FIBA World Basketball World Cup, as you mentioned, against the Philippines, will be at the Foshan International Sports and Cultural Center. Saying that to say, I'm curious your overall thoughts of the Filipino national team, and how do you think Italy will effectively aim to negate the Filipinos, especially down low in the paint with Andre Blatch being such a defensive presence and significantly a big double-double threat for the Philippines?
I mean, you know, like, first of all, I think the first game of this competition, the first game always in the tournament is, I don't know why, but it's always the tougher one, you know, because I think everybody's a little bit nervous or, you know, I don't know. But, you know, usually the first one is always a little bit of a problem. But at the same time, I think we're going to try to do our best. Philippines, I think, is a good team. I mean, like, they really run a lot. They play, like you said before, like Andrew Blatch, that is really a good player. I mean, like, he can really do everything in offense. He can really shoot from 3 point. He can put the ball on the floor. He can pass the ball. He's a good post-up player, you know. So for us, I think it's important to, you know, like, start the game well. Everybody needs to be ready mentally to, you know, like, be ready for the first second of the game. And I think everything is going to be okay. You know, I think it's important to play with the confidence and the freedom to play our first free game of the tournament.
Yeah, and I can tell you are ready and prepared. And Marco, at present, you're officially in the top 10 all-time for most points scored for the Italy national team. What does that mean to you both personally and professionally to be in such an elite group of Italian basketball players?
I mean, I'm really happy about that. You know, like, I've been around this national team for a long time. You know, like, I would say from 2006, maybe 2005, you know, so long time. Unfortunately, we didn't, and I didn't want nothing with the Italian national team, you know, so we really tried to do something big with this national team. You know, like, for sure, there are a couple of teams that they are really good, like, you know, for sure. The United States, the Serbia team, the France team, you know, but at the same time, I think it's a basketball game, you know, so for us, I think it's important, like I said before, that, you know, we need to play our basketball, we need to play our rhythm, we need to stay positive and compete all the time, and I think everything's going to be good, you know, like I make a lot of points with the national team, you know, so I'm really proud of that. I try to do my best to represent the Italian national team, to represent all the kids that maybe one day they want to be like me, or they want to be like a basketball player with the national team, you know, so that's a great thing. I'm really honored every time, every game, every practice to put this jersey on my body, and I always try to do my best and show the love that I have for the basketball.
Nice. And Marco, just hearing you say that, I hear your passion and, you know, trying to make a path for the next set of Italian kids that want to be like you and play basketball. Can you kind of describe your background and how you started playing basketball?
I mean, I started to play basketball like when I was like 6 years old with my brother. And, you know, basketball from where I came from, I'm from Bologna, is very famous, you know. So there is like basketball and there is soccer. But, you know, I choose basketball. I really love this sport. I really love this competition. And, you know, it's a team sport. I was really, really working hard to one day to play an NBA and win championship or win a 3-point contest, you know. So I really love this sport. And I keep loving this sport, you know. I mean, it's my life and I'm going to try to do my best until the end.
Perfect. And just two more questions for you. As we know, we are about to cheer you on for the games. Can you share your ambitions for the San Antonio Spurs with respect to the forthcoming 2019-2020 season and, of course, the great honor of playing under Coach Popovich?
I mean, you know, San Antonio is a great organization. And I got the possibility to play 2014 when we won the championship and when I won the 3-point contest at the All-Star game. And 2015, I played with Tim Duncan, I played with Ginobili, I played with Tony Parker, you know, like a couple of unbelievable players, Hall of Fame, you know. So Popovich is a great coach, he's a great education man, you know. I really love him and we really have a good relationship, you know. So this upcoming season, I think is going to be great. I really hope that, you know, like DeJounte Murray is going to be back, great kid that I can really wait to play with him. And, you know, we're going to play our style. We're going to play Spurs basketball and we're going to try to play together like always.
Nice. And hopefully bring a championship home, right?
Yes, sir. That's going to be great.
Yeah. And last but not least, what are the main expectations and goals for the Azzurri with regard to the Tokyo 2020 Olympics next summer?
I mean, that's going to be great. I mean, like, I spoke with a couple of players, especially with Ginobili and Italian players, too, that they have the possibility to play one Olympic in his career, you know. So everybody told me that it's a great competition. It's something amazing. And, you know, for us, I think this FIBA World Cup is going to be important, you know, for sure to win games and for sure for qualify for the next like you said before, Japan in Olympic, you know, so that's going to be great. That's our mind, you know, we want to be there and we're going to try to do something big starting from tomorrow.
Thank you so much. That sounds great. I'm already excited for the games. And last but not least, do you have any message or last words you'd like to say to the Italian fans?
Italian fans, you know, like follow us. We're going to try to do our best. We're going to put everything on the floor and we're going to try to represent our country, our kids, whatever, everything to do something nice, done something big, and that I love everybody.
Perfect. Thank you so much. You're listening to the one and only Marco Bellinelli right here on Listen In with KNN on Fox Sports Radio. Marco, thanks so much for joining us and for your time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great one. Good luck in the game.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right, sports fans, thanks so much for listening to this edition of Listen In with KNN. I hope you had fun, as always, learned something, and, of course, jumped in on the KNN bandwagon. Be sure to listen in each and every week for new shows that drop online at FoxSports1340AM.com and KelseyNicoleNelson.com. If that's not enough, the show is available for download on iTunes and Google Play. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Your feedback and support truly do matter. Until next week, enjoy the sports world, smile, and don't take your fantasy sports too seriously because there's always another play. Enjoy your Labor Day, folks.
Follow Kelsey on Twitter at TheRealKNelson. You've been listening to Listen In with KNN on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM Fox Sports Radio.